Well, Mr. President, it's a pleasure to meet you, and I recognize this place. Usually Martin Sheen sits over there, I understand.
Just you know, he was term limited. He's been gone for a while.
Don't let that House of Cards guy get in, though. Before healthcare, there seemed to be some genuine confusion in the briefing room today about whether you believe a bomb brought down that plane, and some doubt as to whether Egypt and Russia would be truthful about the causes behind it. Do you believe a bomb brought down that plane?
I don't think we know yet. Whenever you've got a plane crash, first of all, you've got the tragedy. You've got the making sure that there's an investigation on site. I think there is a possibility that there was a bomb on board, and we're taking that very seriously. We know that the procedures we have here in the United States are different than some of the procedures that existed for outbound and inbound flights there. And we're going to spend a lot of time just making sure that our own investigators and our own intelligence community figures out exactly what's going on before we make any definitive pronouncements. But it is certainly possible that there was a bomb on board.
Has Russia stirred up a hornet's nest?
That's a big question, and I figure that it probably doesn't have anything to do with healthcare.gov.
Probably not.
Okay.
We've had the briefings, and it's all been very persuasive. There's a lot to be said for signing up for Obamacare, but you've had a problem getting the 18 to 34-year-olds to sign up. And part of it seems to be that politicians are campaigning against it, which happened in Kentucky. Yeah. Does it tick you off when you hear a politician say this has to be repealed and that it's actually hurting people more than helping?
Well, sometimes it's frustrating. But then I'm reminded of the history of major social movements and progress that we've made in the past. There was fierce resistance to Social Security. And it started off slow and then picked up steam, and now everybody takes it for granted. Medicare, people were confident that this meant socialized medicine and the system would be completely a wreck. And now if you told even the most ardent anti-government person that they were going to have their Medicare eliminated, they would they'd vote you out of office. So some of this tends to be the pattern for social programs.
So you think this is really unrepealable?
Well, look, I won't say unrepealable. Here's what I'll do is just level set with the facts. Over 17 million people have gotten health care that didn't have it before. Our uninsured rate is at the lowest level that we've seen. It's dropped about 45% since Obamacare was signed. We know that health care inflation, the pace at which overall healthcare costs are going up, are the slowest that they've been in 50 years, over the last several years. And so we have made enormous progress. Now, it works much better where you've got a governor and a state legislature that is cooperative and wants to see uninsured rates cut and are out there actively letting people know that 8 out of 10 folks can qualify for financial assistance if they sign up for Obamacare, that 7 or 8 out of 10 folks will find that their overall cost for insurance are as low as $75 or less.
Is that message not out there?
We are out there publicizing it, but we know that there's still millions of people who qualify for assistance who haven't gotten it. And so we are now entering into what's called the open enrollment period. Now's the time to sign up for health insurance if you want it next year. If you want it to start on January 1st, you got to sign up by December 15th. But the open enrollment period lasts until January 31st. And go to healthcare.gov. If you've already signed up for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, through Obamacare, then you should still go and see if there's some new offerings that may be able to cut your costs.
I got that message. But I have to tell you, as somebody who's done talk shows for a long time, mm-hmm. There are people who think it's unforgivable mm-hmm. that you did this. And what's your message to them? And maybe to talk to the people in Kentucky where this was made an issue, and they apparently voted for the new governor based on his opposition to your plan.
Well, I mean, there were a lot of factors in Kentucky. You know, politics in America is politics. What I would say to somebody who's listening who doesn't like the Affordable Care Act is that it has insured millions of people. Look at their testimony. It has cost far less than even I estimated it was going to cost to the federal treasury. So in a lot of ways, it's working better than we predicted. And if you don't have health insurance, then just don't take my word for it. Just look for yourself. If you don't have health insurance and you get sick, you might lose your house. You might go bankrupt. You might have your family member have to be in an emergency room because you didn't get a checkup and catch a disease early enough. And you don't have to like me to say to yourself, it makes sense for me to see, is this a deal that's good for me? And I can't tell you how many letters I've gotten from people who say, I disagree with you on just about everything, didn't like the Affordable Care Act, but I got to tell you, I went ahead and signed up anyway. It turned out that I got sick a couple years later, and you saved my life. And I still don't like you, but I got to give you credit because this thing is working. And that's all I'm looking for is people going to healthcare.gov, look for yourself. We know that there are tons of folks in the Seattle area who qualify for financial assistance, can get good, high-quality insurance at an affordable rate and are not availing themselves of it yet. And, you know, the facts really do speak for themselves in this situation. Now, you don't have to listen to any political spin. Just see if it works for your family. And if you've already signed up, do some shopping because you can save $500-$600. We're putting out a challenge to 20 communities around the country where we know there are a lot more eligible people than have signed up so far. The more people sign up, you know, I may come and visit you know, the community that signs up the most people who are eligible and haven't signed up yet. So let's see how Seattle can do. You know, you guys tend to be pretty competitive. And
you bet. Know,
the Seahawks are still in the hunt despite some tough
losses.
Yes, we
are in the hunt. Do you have any advice for Russell Wilson and the team?
You know, I think they just got to, now that Chancellor's back, they just got to play confident and stay focused in the fourth quarter. Yeah, there have been a couple of tough losses there at the end. All right? Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Good to meet you.